In second grade, my teacher, Miss Loretta, taught us the song America, My Country, Tis of Thee. I don't know if I ever saw the words printed out or if we were told them. Either way, I created my own version, though I thought it was the actual song, and I sang it with the conviction of the oppressed. This was the 70s, and my mother was fully on board with the health food movement. We lived in Austin, where the movement was born, where the chain Whole Foods originates, at the epicenter of the backlash against factory-made food. The foods we ate were to travel the shortest distance possible from earth to mouth. The closest I got to candy was the occasional Carob Tiger's Milk Bar. When my parents were still married, my mother bent over backwards to meet the needs of my father's sweet tooth. She wasn't opposed to sweets as long as they came from her own oven. She made chocolate cake and apple pie. We had something sweet every day. Our little kitchen was its own little treat factory, so I wasn't complaining. Then, when I was 5, my parents separated, and with my father's departure, so went my mother's desire to make goodies. Our kitchen became a barren wasteland of the healthy and unprocessed. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. This country I sang about wasn't just metaphorically sweet. It was actually made of sugar. Of thee I sing. This wasn't two words, I sing. No, this was a noun. Icing. I pictured mountains drizzled in frosting and waters of chocolate syrup. I loved my imaginary country, tis of thee, and I needed to find a way to visit. On my walk home from school, there was a liquor store. Underneath the register were racks of candies. It was a world I had only ever glimpsed in passing, these souvenirs from a sweet land. I began to squirrel away money and stop at the liquor store without telling my mom. Crunch bars, Milky Ways, Three Musketeers, packages of Hostess cupcakes. Oh, sweet liberty. I couldn't put my growing collection of empty candy wrappers in the garbage can in the kitchen, so I decided to keep them in a brown paper bag under the sink in the bathroom. My mom would never look there. Land where my father died. Okay, technically he wasn't dead, but he was gone. He had moved to Los Angeles, and I hadn't heard from him in months. Oh, the taste of candy on my tongue. The first bite, and all my troubles dissolved. It was the flavor of happiness and my dad being home. What's this? My mom was standing in the doorway to my room, holding the crumpled bag of candy wrappers, all of my souvenirs. She was definitely mad, and I was so guilty. From every mountainside. Still, every so often, when she wasn't looking, I bought a treat at the liquor store or the grocery store, a Kit Kat or Rolos or just basic Hershey's without almonds. Let freedom ring.